Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
A happy Passover and a blessed Good Friday to you. If those are the ones that you celebrate. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, although Buhner does like garlic. Indeed, second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And please, as I mentioned, it is a holiday weekend, so please stock up when you get a chance. All right, they do great, great work. Andrew Kahn, MLive.com at 3:35 today. Tim Banks, Penn State football at 4:06. And the King stops by for some holiday weekend trivia at 4:35. We were going to have Charlie Casserly on the show today, but the suit said something. He was insulted. I mean, how does this stuff happen?
I don't know.
The two of them were not supposed to have, under the agreement, any contact. The agreement said there would be no contact. There's something about, I don't know, something, an RO, is that a restraining order, something like that. I don't know. But it turned out the NFL Network needed him for something else today, so we're going to reschedule for next week. Fair enough?
Exactly.
So, but why did he get involved? No, just kidding. We go way back. I don't think it helped that the suit tweeted at him, Daniel Snyder forever. I don't think it helped. All right. Okay, so that is that's the story there. Charlie Casserly will be on next week, but we got a full show today anyway. Let's get to a couple of notes for you. One is we've been talking about, and we always go back to this has been always been a very issue-oriented show, and this is a very issue-oriented topic here. And that is when it comes to the ability to transfer and play right away. And this is something that is going to be brought up, and it's been a real mixed bag. John Rothstein reported at one point that it wouldn't go into effect for this year. Well, that's not evidently not the way it is. So Dennis Dodd, who we just had on the show, by the way, I had Dennis on last week, a week ago. Here's what Dennis put out. About that. It says, any recommendations on a one-time transfer rule for major sports athletes? And by the way, this one-time transfer rule involves five sports. There are only five sports that have a sit-out rule. Football, men's basketball, men's ice hockey, women's basketball, baseball. Now, with all due respect, because of television and attendance and so forth, everybody is locked in on football and men's basketball. Everybody else, you can kind of come and go and don't have to sit out. This has been a big sticking point. And this would be a one-time transfer, by the way, that this can't be, hey, I'm going to my third school. Oh, no. No, that would not be the case. You'd have to have a grad. To do that, you have to graduate. All right. The any recommendation on a one-time transfer rule for major sports athletes will not come up at least until near the end of May, possibly early June, according to the chair of the working group that is overseeing the issue. That issue had previously been on the calendar to be considered this month. However, with everything that's gone on, the upheaval caused by coronavirus and an emphasis to address name, image, and likeness, okay, everything's getting pushed back a bit. MAC Commissioner, Mid-American Conference Commissioner John Steinbrecher said it's being pushed back because people are buried, obviously. So they're trying to keep the doors open besides doing business with the association. Steinbrecher said transfer concepts will be presented and shared with the council at its meeting April 23rd and 24th. So anybody who says that they know what the result of all this is going to be, it's not, they haven't even gotten to that point yet. He has stressed throughout the process that any significant change in the current transfer atmosphere is not a certainty. Stadium, and we mentioned Jeff Goodman's tweet yesterday, Stadium reported this week that Steinbrecher is hopeful that the issue could be taken up by the council in May. And Steinbrecher said action could be taken in May. It could, you know, it just depends on how things are going across the country. The NCAA said in February that the working group was seeking feedback on the one-time transfer rule. That working group will recommend whether athletes in all sports are allowed a one-time transfer in their careers without sitting out. Now, of course, this again goes back to what we were talking about. Men's ice hockey, baseball, women's basketball, football, and men's basketball. They're the ones where you have to sit out a year before playing for your new school. We keep trying to tell that to Matt about, you know, all these threats he's making about going to other radio stations. And Matt, I don't get it. Why, you know, make you sit out 2 years for thinking that. Then there's this. Complicating the matter Thursday is a demand by the National College Players Association. I've never heard of them. For the NCAA emergency legislation allowing all athletes immediate transfer freedom. I'd never heard of these people. Have you ever heard of this group? I mean, it's kind of like the day the suit appointed himself ahead of the neighborhood watch. It's just like you get worried. Citing the impact of coronavirus, the NCPA called for emergency legislation allowing all athletes immediate transfer freedom. If they are not given a written guarantee within 30 days that they will receive an athletic scholarship that covers the full cost of tuition and fees. Look, if you get a scholarship, I mean, Penn State's had several verbals in football this week. Well, they're all getting four-year scholarships. The people that are on one-year scholarships, they're on one-year deals here. The men and women who end up being walk-ons, they get a scholarship. That scholarship's good for a year. That's a little bit different. Athletes in spring sports were granted an extra year of eligibility last month after the coronavirus ended their seasons early. There was somewhat of a poison pill in that resolution, though. Seniors in those sports, while allowed to return, are not guaranteed to receive any scholarship money. And with that in mind, Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez says at Wisconsin they will not. He said that yesterday. Also, Iowa is considering what to do right now as well because of the financials involved. Now, one thing about Wisconsin should be pointed out. In the Big Ten, there are 14 schools. Right? When you look at the idea of giving an extra year of eligibility, yeah, it's great for women's lacrosse. Penn State men's lacrosse has a chance to make the Final Four. A kid like Mac O'Keefe could come back, who's one of the awesome goal scorers going. Right? But a lot of people, when they think of next spring, they're thinking of college baseball. And the fact the draft this particular year is going to be 5 to 10 rounds and so forth. Wisconsin doesn't have baseball. They're the only Big Ten school that does not have baseball. The NCPA also called for immediate name, image, and likeness rights. They're going to take up that here shortly. Recommendations will be heard on name, image, and likeness by that working group, and that could be in effect by 2021. The goal of the transfer changes was to be in place for the 2021 academic year. Steinbrecher disputed speculation that any transfer changes could be pushed back to 21-22. And that goes to the John Rothstein tweet that we discussed earlier in the week. People ought to be careful with what they say, Steinbrecher said. For anybody to peg a specific date right now is purely hypothetical. We're moving together in all deliberate speed, making a good faith effort to deliver something. It could be enacted shortly after it's passed. It could be delayed. That's fair. Okay. So that's fair. But that is what they're looking at with the one-year transfer. Now, there are a lot of people think it leads to collegiate free agency. It's working in other sports. I know the Big Ten has given a thumbs up to this along the way. And there'll be some freedom initially. There'll be some people that take advantage of it. And I think, like anything else, over a short period of time, it settles down. Yeah, you pick. Everybody picks schools for different reasons. You pick it for the football reason. You pick it for the basketball reason. You pick it for, all things are equal to me football-wise. But, geez, you know what? I love the campus. You know what? They've got the major I want. I've got friends going there. It's in my home state. I want to leave my home state. You know, there's all sorts of reasons why people choose the school to begin with. And we're going to talk about transfers with Andrew Kahn coming up in just a few minutes here. We'll talk with him from MLive.com because Michigan basketball's had a lot of transfers of late that are leaving the program, and then they just picked up one that transferred in. Now, I have to, in all seriousness, laugh just a little bit. The young man Mike Smith is leaving Columbia, and he's going to Michigan. Okay, that's great. It's good for him. He's a good basketball player, scorer, the whole deal, right? Remember Patrick Tape? He left Columbia, and he, too, transferred as a grad transfer, and he's going to go to Duke. So Columbia, last year, had Mike Smith, who's now going to Michigan, and Patrick Tape, who is going to go to Duke. What was Columbia's record last year? 6-24. How can that be with these two guys? It's 6-24. Oh, my goodness. But, it's an individual thing, so that's what they do. Matt's been researching the Columbia basketball team all day. That's why I know this. Good job, Matt. Great job on the research.
Always here for you.
Yeah. Well, I can tell. I can tell. Do you have your trivia questions, by the way, ready for today?
I do, and plus we have one that was emailed to us a few weeks ago that I just saw, so we're going to include that in today's sports trivia.
Emailed in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like it. Love it. Let's have some fun. We're going to have some fun today. Might as well do that. I mean, it's Good Friday. It's Passover. So, an opportunity here to do all that. Do that with the king in the last half hour. I told you the Kevin Freeman story. I said, hey, my brother's moving to stores. And, of course, Kevin went to UConn. He says, why? I said, Kevin, come on. Actually, he lives down the street from my daughter here in State College. All right. Great to have you with us. Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors Service Department is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. They do a great job. They diagnose the problem and they take care of it, all right, with great workmanship. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water. All right, soft drinks, snacks, They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, although Buhner does like garlic, indeed, second to none. That's all at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Andrew Kahn of MLive.com coming up in the next half hour. Then we'll have Tim Banks at 4:06. And the King joins us at 4:35 today. Charlie Casserly, we're going to push that interview to next week. That was at his request, and we're more than accommodating in that regard. Great to have you with us. Back with more here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewer's Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection, imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, second to none. All at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Yeah, they're open. They are open. One over and stock up for the holiday weekend. All right. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Sunbury Motors Service Department is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And go online to sunburymotors.com. Look at the great product lines. The great product lines. That they have. Because when things get rolling again, you're going to want to buy. Ryan Snyder from Blue White Illustrated, Rivals.com, is going to join us on the show early next week. I think he's going to be on Monday's show. And this has been in terms of verbal commitments, I can't get into the details, obviously, because I do fall under NCAA guidelines. I will say this. It has been a really good week for Penn State, and it's been a really good day today on multiple fronts. We'll leave it at that. With that, we bring in Andrew Kahn, MLive.com. Andrew, I hope you and yours are safe. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, Steve, no problem. Good to talk to you.
Well, good talking with you. I hope you and yours are safe, by the way. That's the most important part.
We are. Thanks.
Good. So, Juwan Howard comes in, and I thought he did, you know, first of all, he worked hard to get to this point as to be a head coach at the collegiate level. You have to start forming the team in your vision. So they've had a couple guys in the league. Colin Castleton, I thought at times, especially in the second half of the year, I thought was playing pretty well. He'd come in as a four-star guy, but he decided to leave. What were some of the reasons why he wanted to transfer?
Yeah, so Steve, this is a live show, right? And because if this was airing at any sort of later time, this information could already be outdated because the roster changes are happening on an hourly basis with this program.
Yeah.
The latest to leave would be Castleton, as you mentioned. And I agree with kind of what you were saying there, as far as there's certainly some untapped potential with Castleton for whatever program gets him. And there'll be no shortage of suitors, including those, you know, at the high major level. His minutes, they fluctuated. Early on in the season, he was kind of one of the primary backup to a senior at his position, the center position, John Teske. But then Big Ten play, they dipped. But he had a little bit of a resurgence there late. There was a game, perhaps, you know, one of the ones you're alluding to, at Rutgers.
Yep.
Late February, where he came off the bench in the second half and was really, really instrumental in them getting that big road win. But then after that, they had five games after that, and he played a total of 4 minutes in them. Had a DNP in three of them, before the season abruptly ended. So, just from a playing time perspective, you can see why he was potentially looking elsewhere, even though the starter at his position is graduating.
And it seemed to me, and you can tell him because, you know, obviously I've only around him a couple of games in a year, but it seemed like they were getting more and more confidence in Austin Davis than they were in him.
That is exactly right. I mean, Davis really came on and just became a very reliable Big Ten big man, which is something that, you know, you just might not have thought after a guy's, you know, a guy in the program for 4 years, redshirted one of those years, but still, hadn't really contributed in a meaningful way, until this year, the second half in particular, where he was shooting, 70% in Big Ten games. He would just come in and just do the simple things. He'd catch the ball in the post. He'd put it in the basket. He'd get rebounds. He would defend without fouling. It was, nothing flashy, but he got the job done. Knowing that he could have another year, you could do a lot worse than, a fifth-year player like Austin Davis. Were they taking a little bit of that stability over the potential of Castleton, more of a gamble maybe? I don't know exactly what their thought process was. And again, it wasn't up to them to run Castleton out of town. He chose to leave. But
right.
That is sort of the direction that things went.
The guard spot, obviously Xavier Simpson's done. And it seemed to me at times when he wasn't out there, David DeJulius was the ball guy handling the ball a lot. What was the impetus behind him deciding to get out of there?
Yeah, that's another one that was a bit of a surprise, or probably the most surprising. Castleton wasn't a huge surprise, but
right.
Given that Simpson is leaving, you figure he could compete for that starting point guard job. Eli Brooks was returning in the backcourt as a senior, and he can play. You guys know him from your area, and certainly can play either guard spot. Not to mention some of the. There's a big carrot dangling out there with a top 10 freshman in this class who's uncommitted and Josh Christopher, who's a guard. So I'm sure all these things factored in for DeJulius. But he got to start, one game for Simpson when he was suspended. And things didn't go great for him at point guard. He didn't have a great game statistically. He's a big-time scorer, can shoot the three off the dribble, a very willing defender. But as a point guard, kind of in the modern game and the way Howard wants to play of pick and rolls and having that vision, he was still coming along there. Um, so So, you know, as a true point guard, he wasn't quite at the, you know, elite Big Ten level yet, and obviously big shoes to fill there with Simpson. But, yeah, a lot of promise. And again, another kid who will have, you know, plenty of suitors out there now that he's in the transfer portal.
Okay. Now, I do have to chuckle about this just a bit. And that is, in the Ivy League, Yale has been the best team, all right, of late. Penn's been okay. Princeton's been okay. Harvard's been okay. Nobody ever talks about Columbia. Yet Patrick Tape is now transferred to Duke, and Mike Smith has transferred to Michigan. How come they can't win?
It is unbelievable. My wife, got her master's there, and we were living in New York. And when I told her what you just told me, she thought I was joking. She couldn't believe it because, you know, did go to some games during her time there. And I told her, yeah, the record isn't any better than when you were there. And yeah, and yet, some talent there. So yeah, Michigan gets the number six leading scorer in the country last season in Mike Smith. So there's a guy who can kind of, you know, plug in to replace DeJulius, at least just, kind of looking at the roster and just the makeup of the position he plays and some of the things he can do. Obviously, the jump from, Columbia to the Big Ten, we'll see how that goes. But, it was a quick replacement for Juwan Howard.
Yeah, because Penn State played against Columbia and played against both teams. It played against both teams, not this past year, but a couple of years ago. So I saw both those guys. I'm like, yeah, they're good, but I didn't lose any sleep over the fact they're going to play Columbia with those two guys in the lineup. No offense.
Right. Sure. And another guy on that roster actually now at Michigan too, Jaron
Faulds. Yeah.
Faulds. Yeah. I mean, he's on a walk on, but yeah, it's kind of interesting. They could reestablish the pick and roll connection that I'm sure they had for a year or two.
They went 6-24, and one guy's at Duke and one guy's at Michigan. I'm baffled. Yeah. Any idea what Franz Wagner's thinking right now?
We have not, talked to him. One of the many downsides of not having the postseason is that was a time to kind of take guys' temperatures on these things and, just get to talk to guys a little more, in one-on-one settings. But I don't know. I would say he would be back. It would not surprise me if, he tested and got the evaluation. But, if you're really, you can kind of get that feedback through other means. It's not as official. It's not in a nice document. But it's if you're not even really serious about potentially going, I'm not sure why you even take that step to declare. So I would expect him to be back. I would expect the same from Isaiah Livers.
I was about to ask about Livers, yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty upfront about he wants to hear a team say that they are going to pick him and give him a guaranteed contract. And I'm not sure that any team is going to say that. I'm not saying it's not possible. It only takes one team to like you. You get in the first round, then you automatically get that contract. And, the last few years, more than half of the second round gets one, too. But it's just, talking to scouts, they don't necessarily see him, having much momentum given his injuries last season, no chance to kind of do it on the big stage of the postseason and probably no workouts to raise your stock. It's not the best year to be a guy who's, kind of outside that lottery pick range.
I mean, do I think he has potentially down the road an NBA game as a role player? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he can shoot. I mean, Livers can flat out shoot, but you're right. This is not the greatest time and the planet to do any of this stuff. How much of this is also Juwan Howard trying to reshape the program and his style and his image after 1 year of this?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, it's not surprising to me that a couple guys have left. That's the norm in college basketball now.
Yeah.
Programs average two transfers per offseason over the last few years. It was surprising to me that no one left when he got the job. I know it was a little late in the calendar as far as when he was hired, But, you know, I think that was a testament to these players and to, you know, the way Juwan came in, his presence in the room right away, that they didn't lose anyone. But, yeah, now they have after a season. You know, it's guys adjusting to his style. And yeah, him, I think them more, you know, those players seeing the writing on the wall, maybe with some of the players he's looking to bring in, you know, on the recruiting trail and now even through graduate transfers, that – yeah, the chance to maybe move up in the depth chart and kind of get playing time might not be there if he's bringing in you know, guys that are just, you know, top 10 or at least, you know, four-star talent. You can understand their decisions.
No question. After watching the Big Ten, have you ever seen a conference season like we saw this past year in the Big Ten?
Well, I mean, in what way, I guess? Are you?
Except for maybe two programs, everybody could beat anybody.
Yeah, no, it was really unbelievable in that regard. I mean, we're going to have a team in Minnesota who was, you know, in the mix for an NCAA tournament bid at, you know, halfway through the season maybe, right. But by the end it was clear they weren't going to get it. Who was going to finish under 500, and yet you know, was just one of the you know, I think just one of the, probably the best teams in recent years. To have a record like that, you know, and yeah, just simply put, a team under 500 that had, you know, some talent like they did with Marcus Carr and Daniel Oturu. I mean, that's some NBA guys on that team, and yet, you know, they just found it very difficult to get wins in this league. So was there a team that was going to, you know, win it all, break that Big Ten drought, get to the Final Four even? I don't know, but I think at the very least it was going to be a conference that was just, you know, loaded in the second weekend of the tournament.
Can I ask you just a couple quick ones about Michigan football as to how they're handling all this right now? I mean, it's a mystery for a lot of people because, you know, it's one thing here at Penn State. James Franklin's had a teleconference with the media. The coordinators have had it. A couple of the assistant coaches have had it. How much contact have you had with the Michigan football program?
None, Steve.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, it's just been none from, yeah, Jim Harbaugh, or, you know, not really much from the athletic director. The athletic department has done some, you know, video calls where they talk about some of the things they're doing for student athletes in general and how the athletic department is kind of operating in these times, but nothing specific to the football team. So yeah, we don't really know what is going on. You know, there are players that are committing to the program. I mean, that's happening. There's some news on the recruiting trail, but yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think we've seen from some of these comments, public comments from other coaches, it's not the worst idea in the world to stay quiet as far as, you know, maybe your thoughts on when football should be back or its
right.
place in society or any of that.
Yeah, Mike Gundy.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So, but yeah, it will be interesting to see, of course, what happens. But no, not too much from the football side here.
Has there been any thought process? I mean, Barry Alvarez said yesterday, because this about spring athletes, it's optional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're not going to take the option. And I guess Iowa's on the fence, too, as to what to do. Any idea what Michigan's thinking?
No, I'm not too sure about that. You know, we do have other writers, too, around
sure,
the
I
football
understand.
Side. Yeah, no, but I haven't seen anything about that. But it is interesting because I think when it came out, a lot of people just initially thought, oh, okay, yep, they're back. They didn't view it as, you know, they'll have the opportunity. The NCAA is not going to deny them. But, you know, the individual school, you know, can still take a different stance. So it will be interesting, you know, how that plays out.
Obviously, there's been news to talk about because we're talking about it right now. But what has this time frame been like for you in the past month?
Yeah, it's been everything's just been, you know, pushed up a little bit. There were no games, obviously, to cover for right. a stretch of time that, you know, for me, since I, you know, first full year on the beat, Michigan went to the national championship game.
Right.
Last year, Michigan went to the Sweet 16, and then I hopped over to Michigan State, which got to the Final Four. So, you know, it's been these long postseason runs, you know, not to mention Michigan winning to the Big Ten tournament championship mm-hmm. each of those years. So it's been these long runs, but just then, obviously, it just didn't happen. Everything just ended so abruptly. I'm used to working from home and kind of, you know, writing is often a solitary thing anyway. So that part of it hasn't been a huge change for me. It is strange now that the whole landscape of things. But it almost seems more normal now with just this recruiting news. Oh, now we're getting back to just guys transferring and guys coming in. And, yeah, this is just like any old year, even though there's so much uncertainty about the future.
Absolute pleasure. Please stay safe. And thanks a lot for your time today. I really appreciate it. Just great to talk some hoop here in the middle of April.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Right back at you.
Andrew Kahn, MLive.com. By the way, speaking of basketball, Luka Garza has put his name into the NBA draft, but he also emphasized that he is retaining his eligibility. So he doesn't want an agent. He wants to put his name. He just wants to find out where he is. In all likelihood, I expect him back next year. Now, when that evaluation is going to be, who knows? All right, Ryan Snyder on the show coming up Monday. And there is a lot to talk about. The Penn State's had four verbal commitments in 24 hours. Rivals now is Penn State's recruiting class for 21, now ranked 12th. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Happy Passover and a blessed Good Friday to you, if that is what you celebrate. It is great to have you with us today. It's great to have you with us every day. It's been tough times for everybody across the board, and we are thinking of each and every one of you. We're thinking of each and every one of you. So somehow, some way, find a way to enjoy the weekend, all right? In what has been an incredibly amazing, nerve-wracking time. But let's remember this. We're one day closer to being out of it. Okay? We're one day closer to getting out of this. Now, when that day is, I can't tell you. But I can tell you we're one day closer. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Bevers Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. The pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And Brewers Outlet is open. Stock up. Stock up. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Don't forget the Sunbury Motors Service Department open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.